Paul, what's the initial diagnosis for Patrick?
Well, I think he's going to be fine. We don't think it's anything long term.
Was it above his foot then, or above the skate?
Where's that?
Was it above his skate then?
It's a concussion.
What has Kyle Connor done to earn your trust in 3-on-3 overtime?
He skates real fast. He had a goal. He's got four in his last four games going into the overtime. I liked his game an awful lot. Like, I think the last two games are heavy games. And that's really where you see the growth in Kyle's game over the course of the year, that his game doesn't change now depending on the style of game that's played. And I thought he was really good tonight on the puck, finished some checks. More importantly, won some battles with the puck. Speed's a nice element to have out there.
I feel like his rookie season's kind of gone under the radar to some degree. He's now second in rookie goals.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, part of it is because he didn't start here, right? So it didn't... And he's a second-year pro. Like, we get real excited when we pull guys out of junior, and I mean, the league, and they have a great year. But he's been a fine player for us.
Paul, given the trouble you've had in OT this year, have you tweaked anything lately? Was there any change that would have helped?
We have them
today?
Hit the outside of the post instead of the inside. We've been working on that one.
Nothing else.
We're trying not to have quite as much risk in our game. I'm not sure that we're there yet. Fortunately, we can only have, what, 9 more overtime games like that. So
you were more content to let LA hang on to it today?
No. Content would not be the right word with that at all. When we have the puck, plays that you make to the inside have to be right and they have to be sure. You look at the first three of the first four overtime games that we lost, we make a play to the inside that's 50-50. Yeah, if we make the play, we're going in alone, but we didn't make the play and they were going in alone. So the risk in that is the area that I think we a little better risk management.
Paul, you said that you don't think it's long-term with Patrick. As of now, do you think that he is a possibility for Friday?
I don't think after the amputation it should be much longer than a month. That's insensitive to people who are dealing with that. I don't think that we'll see how it comes in. There's nothing. We've already had him looked at in a couple of different ways. There's nothing sinister.
It was a game where the shot attempts were absolutely dominant in your favor. Did you feel like you got inside with them as much as you wanted to?
So we had a bunch in the slot, I would agree, but what we didn't have were second and third whacks at it from the inner slot, that area 4 or 5 feet. I didn't think we were there enough. They do a good job clearing that part. They got some big, strong men back there. So I liked their chances. I just didn't think that we had a lot of opportunities to get a stick on a puck that was laying there. You know, so he made some saves. The little chance on the power play from the goal line into the slot, I think we had a few more of those, and we had some really, really A chances. Didn't give up much. The best chance of the night wasn't scored on, right? Backdoor, shorthanded by them. I think in a game like we played well, we played hard. We lacked some of that intensity that you find in those kind of playoff two teams fighting for their lives. And that's not a lack of character. It's not like you can't manufacture that kind of energy. They have it, right? They got no energy, but they're fighting for it. And they were sitting on it by the end. They wanted that point is what they were playing for. We were good. We played hard, almost sharp. You know, there was a lot of good things that happened, but it was a bit of a quiet bench. So I think we relied on some pretty good structure to keep the game, you know, the shot attempts, as you said, and the chances for against will be heavily favored to our side. I don't feel it was a 2-1 game, but I'm not saying that was our best.
In terms of leaning on maybe Bufflin and Enstrom as partner a little bit more with Trouba out, what could you say about their puck movement, their breakouts, their decisions?
They play slightly different than our other defense, right? Because they will bring the puck back and we give them room to reverse pucks because they play off each other so very well. Really important against heavy forechecking teams. So these guys are just your standard 1-2-2, and they reload very hard. So they get across the ice very hard. you don't have a lot of easy direct outs from one corner. You're not moving that puck north on them easily. So you got to change sides, and what they do is they'll change sides and change sides again. And that pulls some of the pressure off. They've always played that way. And they know each other so well that they don't always have to call for the puck. They know where the other guy's going to be. Really important against heavy forechecking teams.
Adam Lowry, two games back, really throwing his weight around. Is it the time off or the time of year?
Both. And he minutes are down a bit with the group that we're running, so he can go out and play that really physical, high-energy game. He's a big, strong, powerful man. He waited long enough to get back in the lineup he wanted. He felt strong. We need that from him. That's, the one difference down the middle would be Adam more than, the other three guys are pretty skilled guys. He's the physical piece to that group. He and Ian Tanev and Armia originally. I thought last game may have been our best line. Scored one, but in terms of changing the way the game felt, really good. Didn't get him out early in this game as often, but he was good again.
Does the value of that style go up here in the next month or two or three?
Well, yes, and it goes up on our team because we're not built. We don't have a lot of players like that. We've got guys that'll finish checks, and we've got good size and speed, but he plays an angry game. Tana finishes hard on those checks, and we need to have some of that in our lineup.
And how can Adam Lowry only have six penalty minutes? I know he's missed a lot of games. But that seems
he's really a clean, right. Clean player. Nothing after the whistle. Rarely gets his stick tangled up. It's not, it's not tripping penalties. But his hits are so impactful. They're very clean. He doesn't get anybody from behind. He's almost always on the side of them. He's always been like that.
The team has a franchise record, 44 wins now. Is there any sense of accomplishment
I wouldn't think that? Those would all be backward-looking things that happen on the last day.